This is Dr. Nalini Dave. I'm dictating a note on patient Marie Aletru, N-A-R-I-E-A-L-E-T-R-U, chart number 9791, date is 1/24/2013. Ms. Aletru was seen with as an emergency appointment with severe acute neck pain and back pain, history of present as well. The patient has off and on neck pain and back pain. She does not like to take pain pills. She does not like to get steroid shots in the neck and back. She has benefited from acupuncture in the past, and she came in for that evaluation. She also stated she had onchomycosis of the toenail of his right foot and was interested in definite treatments for the toenail fungus. The patient also stated she is being a little anxious as she is starting to teach French at Texas A&M, but she is not registered as a professor yet, so she does not have any privileges of using Texas A&M email or anything else, but has to teach a French course. The patient was explained that the Blue Cross had been denying her acupuncture visits. We have sent by certified mail all the notes on her to Blue Cross. The Blue Cross informed us that if we had to perform acupuncture treatment on her, that we would need pre-authorization. When we called the Blue Cross approval section, they stated that a predetermination will have to be made by sending a letter to pre-authorize a treatment. However, it is up to us if patient has an emergency to give the treatment. Physical exam, patient is pleasant, white female who is awake, alert, oriented, in distress because of pain. She does not run fever, there is no neck rigidity, but patient appears in pain over the neck, shoulders, and upper back. Chest is clear, heart is semester regular, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, extremities, no phlebitis, no edema. Right foot edema is present, onchomycosis of toenail of right foot is present. Neurologic reveals severe muscle spasm in the neck and back, upper back. As to me, this is an emergency. Instead of doping the patient with pain pills, as the patient requests acupuncture and it brings a significant relief for several weeks, I have decided to proceed with acupuncture treatments and get retroactive payment, hopefully, so we do not have to take a legal route or hiring an attorney. First treatment involved GV20 with Si Shen Kong. The second treatment involved bilateral Shenmen and inner bladder points of C2, of C4, C6, C7, T2, and T4. With low frequency electrical stimulation, infrared heat, patient tolerated the treatment well. She's going to be seen in the office in next week to 2 weeks.